You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, this hour of power, Resaya, where we are connecting ourselves, reconnecting ourselves, abiding ourselves, cleaving ourselves, joining ourselves, plugging ourselves into the Most High, the Almighty, the Great I Am, the Power of Powers, hallelujah, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, our God of Gods, amen, hallelujah, Creator of heaven and earth. We are praying, we are worshiping, we are spending time in the Spirit, for God is a Spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. And so we thank you, O God, for your presence as we give you praise. We thank you, O God, for your for this dwelling place, Lord God, as we worship you, as we submit ourselves to you, as we turn our eyes to you, as we look to you. From whence cometh our help? Our help cometh from the Lord, Ayarabosa. And so, God, we thank you. You are our source, and you are our living water, and you are our help, ever-present help in the time of trouble, and you are our shepherd. You are our guide. You are our wise counsel. You are, hallelujah, our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our way maker. You are our mountain mover. You are our faith renewer. Ah, yes, God, you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are. We need to say that. Somebody needs to say, you are. You are my provider, Lord. You are my strength, Lord. You are. Hallelujah. You are. In you I am able. For with God, all things are possible. Luke 1:37, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And so on this day, God is reminding us of who he is. Hallelujah. God is stimulating that place that he is a miracle worker. Yes. Mm-hmm. That he is miracle worker. Psalm 106:2, the New Living Translation, it reads, who can list the glorious miracles of the Lord? Ah, who can ever praise him enough? Yes, well, today we are praising you, O God, for you are the glorious miracle worker. Psalm 77:14 says that in the let's read the NIV. It says, you are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. So God, today we thank you for your miracles, your signs, and your wonders. We thank you, oh God, that as we read your living word, it's a living word. Mm-hmm. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Let your word that you are a God of miracles pierce our hearts and circumcise our hearts, ayah, and renew our minds, hallelujah, and transform us, hallelujah, and transform how we pray, and transform the time that we pray, communicating with you, hallelujah, that it doesn't matter what the thing is that we're seeing. It doesn't matter what the thing is that we're feeling. It doesn't matter what the thing is that we've been in. It doesn't matter the length of time. It doesn't matter the depth of the complication. You, God, are able. Mm-hmm. You are able. You are able. Yes, God, you are able. And so as scripture says, who can list the glorious miracles of the Lord? I want to let us go through and list some of the glorious miracles of the Lord on this day. That it, Bible says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. That in our hearing, faith will come. That in our hearing, spirits will be encouraged. That in our hearing, our spirit man will be strengthened. That in our hearing, we will please God, hallelujah, by saying, Lord, I believe you. Lord, we believe you. You are a miracle worker that by your power, transfiguration happens. Transfiguration being a dramatic, a often spiritual change in form or appearance. It describes an enormous physical character transformation, like a metamorphosis. So God, we thank you for the place of the spiritually we are being changed. We thank you, oh God, for in that place, emotionally we are being changed. Relationally, we are being changed. Personally, we are being changed. Changed to, being more like the fruit of the Spirit of God, being more love, being more gentleness, being more peace, being more patient, being more self-controlled, being more faithful, being more in goodness, being more in kindness. Oh, yes, God. This is not one of the nine fruits, but being more in forgiveness. Oh, yes, God. Being more in faith, being more quick to obey. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this place that we are able to be miraculously transformed, miraculously healed, miraculously delivered. And this is not speaking about, now the way God goes about doing it is the way he chooses to go about doing it. Not the way we think he should do it, but the way that he decides to do it, that on the other side, our relationship with him is more evident in our lives. Our relationship with him is more intimate. That the way he chooses comes with anointing. That the way he chooses comes with our development. That the way he chooses comes with the falling off of the old things, not just in that healing place, but in a place to make us whole. I'm reminded of the lepers, the 10 lepers, and as they went, mm-hmm. Their healing came in the going to the priest. And as they were going, hallelujah, one makes us aware by his response that he was healed in the going of the instruction, in the doing, in the process of, hallelujah, that he recognized that in the midst of the word being spoken to them, and to him, and him believing and going in that instruction, go show thyself to the priest. When he turned back to give the Lord thanks, when he turned back in that sozo anointing, being fully delivered, fully healed, made whole. Mm-hmm. God is doing even more than what we are asking. More than the healing. He desires that we will be made whole. And so God, today we thank you for making us whole. Hallelujah. Making us complete in you. Hallelujah. That we are in the fullness of your shalom, where we have nothing missing and nothing lacking and nothing broken, oh God. And so I thank you for mending and tending to the broken in our heart, the broken of us, oh God. And I thank you that in the broken place that you step in and we encounter you, God. And so take us and transform and transfigurate our minds, oh God, to, to that place of, I see the beauty of you in this broken place and no longer paying attention to the brokenness, but seeing our God doing a work in the broken place. So we thank you for mending and healing and blessing and moving and tending to the cries and restoring of souls in the broken place. We thank you, oh God, for reconciliation in the broken place. We thank you, oh God, for restoration overtaking the broken place, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. You are the God of great wonders. You are the God of great wonders. You demonstrate your awesome power among the nations. Demonstrate your power, O God, among your people. Demonstrate your power, O God, among the nations. Demonstrate your power, O God. We thank you for an outpour of your power and your spirit, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for a fresh anointing, oh God, on everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God. An anointing that destroys the yoke. An anointing that lifts the burden, oh God, as we present ourselves unto you, God. A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service this day. We thank you, oh God, for transformation. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for transforming us. We thank you, oh God, for transforming our lives. We thank you, oh God, for transforming that situation. We thank you, oh God, for transforming the way we think and move. We thank you, oh God, for your divine power that can transform our character, transform our attitude, transform our faith, transform our hope. Ah, Jesus, we thank you. Mm-hmm. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that as we see in scripture, that as we read, you transform Saul to Paul. You took a man who was violently persecuting the early Christian church and transformed him, hallelujah, to be one of the Christian church's greatest missionaries. Oh God, you are able to transform. We thank you for transforming the heart of the lost. We thank you for transforming, oh God, the hard hearts, the calloused hearts, the angered hearts, the bittered hearts, oh God. We thank you, the troubled hearts, oh God. We thank you for your transforming power, oh God. We thank you for reminding us that you are a God that transforms people and not we ourselves. We thank you, oh God, for encouraging us, hallelujah, to bring the people and bring the situations to you, oh God, and see your miracle working power overtake their life, and see that your miracle working power overtake in such a way that we will give you glory and that all will give you glory. Oh God, we thank you. We see in scripture the physical transformations that Jesus did of turning water into wine. What is impossible for God? Ah, yes, God, we thank you for how you are transforming our sorrow to joy. Ah, God, we thank you for how you are transforming our heavy laden place with praise. Oh, God, we thank you for how you are transforming our ashes place with beauty, our grave place with life, our stagnant place with mobility, our discouraged place with a vigor and vitality and energy and encouragement, oh God. Oh, the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so we thank you for transforming that weeping place with tears of joy, laughter, praise, and worship unto you. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Oh God, we thank you for transforming that depressed place, hallelujah, to an uplifted place. Oh God, we thank you, hallelujah, for transforming that lacking place to an abundant place. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for transforming that nothing place to a something place. Lord God, we thank you, hallelujah. Lord God, we say thank you this day, for you are able to transform. I'm being reminded right now, oh, Lord, of the valley of the dry bones, and you transformed, hallelujah, through that encounter between you and Ezekiel, and they're telling Ezekiel to prophesy, to speak to the very dry. Oh, Lord, it was an impossible thing that you instructed your servant, your prophet, your son to do. Speak. This is a confounding thing. You want me, this is a simple thing. You want me to speak to this very, this very dry boned grave? It's a valley. So it's not just one bone. One bone is impossible enough to us. But a whole valley? Oh, Lord, a whole valley of very dry bones. And you're telling me to do the simple, which to a complicated, to see your miracle working power? Yes.
Yes, God. Yes, we say yes. Yes, we will believe. Yes, oh God, we will believe. Yes, oh God, we will believe. Oh, yes, God, we believe. Hallelujah, that you are able. You are able, oh Lord, you are able. You are able to make a way out of no way. You are able. You are able to move a mountain. You are able. You have enabled us, empowered us to speak to a mountain. Mark 11:22-24. And command it to be thou removed and cast into the sea. Okay, God, get us in position, oh God. Teach us about the our authority in you, our power in you. Transform us to go from walking like we have no power to being fully charged in power. Fully charged, oh God. In who you say we are, that yes, we are being transformed to a place of agreeing with you, no matter how absurd, agreeing with you, no matter how impossible, agreeing with you, oh God, no matter how much our mind, our carnal minds is unable to understand it. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you that you are able to transform in such a way that'll cause us to go from jobless to fully employed. We thank you, oh God, that you are able, hallelujah, to take us from a little kindle fireplace of a stepping out on faith and starting the business and doing the ministry and beginning the nonprofit stepping into the marketplace or what have you, and seeing you multiply supernaturally.
Hey, I'm reminded in scripture of his miracles. Let us count his miracles, his glorious miracles of how he took the two fish and the five loaves, the little. And in the following of the instruction, it multiplied to feed over 5,000, over 10,000, over 15,000. Oh, Lord. Yes, God. Yeroboso. We thank you. You do the healing miracles. You do the nature miracles. Oh, yes. What manner of man is this that even the winds and the seas obey him? All of creation obeys him. God, today we are going to get in sync with all of creation. The sun obeys you. The moon obeys you. The stars obey you. How much more those who are created in his image.
Transform us, oh God, from being a disobedient people to being obedient people.
The sun doesn't need to understand. The moon doesn't need to understand. Wait a minute. So wait, let's talk about this first before I, go ahead and do what you're asking me to do. The trees don't need to understand. He speaks. The winds, thank heavens, and the seas, thank heavens, don't need to understand first. Come on, somebody. Before they step into, they don't need to understand, period. And they're stepping into a place of obedience. They're stepping into a place of doing. Let us not just be hearers of your word, oh God, but let us do your word. Oh God, we thank you that you made us in your image. We thank you that you made us with a mind. And we surrender and bring that mind into subjection, that we are aligned with the mind of Christ. I don't need to understand to step out on faith. My feet don't need me to understand.
My hands, our hands don't need us to understand. They need us to get into alignment with God and say yes. Then understanding will come. We see Abram, who was blessed into Abraham, the father of many nations. He didn't need to understand when God came and said, leave your country and leave your kindred and leave your father's house and go to a land that I'm going to show you. He didn't need to understand to go. Yes, Lord. Let our understanding not be an idol, God. Oh, Jesus. Woo! We tear down the idol of understanding. Yes, today. Yes. Yep. We do. We tear down the idol of intellect. Yep. We do. We tear down the idol of being wise in our own eyes. Yep, we do. Oh, Lord, whatever idol that we have erected, we tear down the idol of pride. Yep, we do. We tear down the idol of our flesh and in our feelings that have come into obedience with our flesh. Yep, we do. We bring it under subjection. Yeah, we do. What about the idols within our emotional life? The idols of anger and the idols of bitterness. Oh, we didn't know that those could be idols. What about the idol of worry? We tear it down. Yes, we do. We tear down every stronghold. Yerreboso. And bring it to the obedience of Christ. Lord God, whatever has a grip on us, oh God, we tear it down now in the mighty name of Jesus and bring it into the obedience of Christ. We come into the obedience of Christ. We command our household to come into the obedience of Christ. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Yes, we thank you of the miracle that we will see take place in the obedience of Christ. In the continual, unceasing, enduring, persevering obedience of Christ. Oh, Lord, we thank you for blessing us in that place of wait. That we will wait on your counsel and not be premature in our actions and premature, Lord God, in our thinking, that we will be quick to judge a thing, and we have no in verses waiting for the counsel, the wise counsel, the divine counsel specifically. Yes, God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. We see you. That you made the Red Sea a pasture. In Psalm 106, if we keep reading in that psalm, in the NLT, it says that, I believe it's the NLT, it says that the Red Sea became a pasture that Yahweh, that God led his people through. Another version says a desert. The Red Sea became a desert, a dry land. We thank you, oh God, for leading us through the dry land places, leading us through the wilderness places, leading us through, oh God, the valley of the shadow of death places, that we're not staying here, we're going through. And there's a beauty that happens that when we get through, oh God, we have a praise. That when we get through, oh God, we have a dance. That when we get through, oh God, we have a strength. That when we get through, oh God, we have a knowing of you that we didn't know before. God, you are a God that avenges us. God, you are a God that fights our battles. And so, God, today we thank you for fighting our battles. God, today we thank you for the spiritual miracles that you are doing, of delivering from unclean spirits. We see in scripture that demons were cast out and people were delivered from spiritual oppression. We thank you, oh God, for delivering us from spiritual oppressions, oh God, delivering us from unclean spirits, oh God, delivering us from unclean habits, oh God, delivering us from unclean ways, oh God. Clean our hands, oh God. Cleanse our hearts, oh God. In Ezekiel, hallelujah, I believe it's 36, scripture talks about how he sprinkles our hearts with clean water and gives us and renews our spirit, gives us his spirit. Yes, God, we need your spirit. For the with God nothing shall be impossible, we need your spirit. Oh, to see the nothing shall be impossible, we need your spirit. Oh, God, Rebasa, we need your spirit. Yes, your spirit that spoke resurrection. Mm-hmm. To Lazarus. Yes, your spirit that spoke to the widow's son in Nain and said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Yes, God, we need your spirit. We need your spirit, oh God. Breathe your breath of life on us, oh God. Yes, your spirit that spoke to the ruler of the synagogue, Jairus' daughter, Talitha Kumi, Rabasaya, saying, little girl, arise. Oh, Lord, we need your spirit. Oh, God, I speak to your people right now. Rise up and walk. Rise up out of that feeling sorry for yourself. Rise up out of being the victim. Rise up out of the selfishness. Rise up out of the woe is me. Rise up into the victor that God made you to be. Rise up into the more than conqueror who God called you to be. Rise up. Arise up out of that slumber place. Arise up out of that procrastination. There we go. Procrastination place. Arise up out of that being late, always being late. God is a God of time. If God knows how to respect time and he created time, let's be a people that respects time. Let's be a people that respects other people's time. Ah, Yaraboso. Oh, God. Hey, Yarabasa. Rise up out of Reboso. That place of not being a man or a woman of your word. Rise up, hallelujah, into excellence. Rise up out of that disrespectful place, that we are a people that respects and honors, even if it's not coming to us. Oh, Jesus. Uh-oh. Yes, God. Ooh, yes, God. Rise up. Hallelujah. For some, I don't know who this is for, but the Holy Spirit saying, rise up out of that feeling sorry for yourself. Mm-hmm. I feel like I just said that, but he's saying it again. Rise up. And David, here we go. Scripture says that David encouraged himself. He could have felt sorry for himself. He could have quit. He could have gave up, but he encouraged himself. Let us rise up out of that place of always needing somebody else to encourage us. Let us rise up out of that place of needing other people to praise us. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Let us rise into a place of praise and choose that, God, I'm going to praise you. I don't need everybody to praise me, but what I will do is I'm going to praise you. Mm-hmm. Let us rise up, hallelujah, into a place of speaking life, hallelujah, and speaking and using the power of our tongue wisely. We thank you, oh God. We thank you. Let us rise up into who you called us to be. Let us rise up, oh Lord God, into a doer of your word. Let us rise up into seeking ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, that all things will be added. Let us rise up. God, I pray your power to cause your people to rise up out of that grieving place. Hallelujah. That the grief won't overtake. Rise up out of. Hallelujah. Send your angels, oh God, to minister to your people, minister to all of us, oh God. Send your ministering angels, oh God. Send your angels with a message from heaven. And we thank you, oh God. Send a message of encouragement. Oh, send a message of hope. Send a message of faith. Send a message of trust. Send a message of all is well. Come on. Ooh, yes, God. Come on. All is well. The Shunammite woman whose son saw death, met death, became one with death the whole time of going to get the prophet. She proclaimed out of her mouth when given an opportunity. Is all well? She said, all is well. Let us rise up into all is well. In the name of Jesus. So as we go from this place, remember, God is a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. So as we go from this place, but not going from the presence and the intimacy and the communion with God, we go in knowing that with God, nothing shall be impossible. And so as long as I'm with you, God, that which looks impossible, that which sounds impossible, that which smells impossible, that which feels impossible, that which has been impossible, it is not impossible for you. And so we step out of the way. And so we submit and surrender. And so we say, have your way. And that we will see you do the impossible. We will see you take the barren place, oh God, and quicken. We will see you, oh God, move and renew youth, oh God. We will see you open doors that no man can open. We will see you cause us to harvest, oh God, reap harvest in places where other people planted. We will see you, oh God, take us from last to first. We will see you, oh God, take us from tail to head. We will see you, oh God, from taking us from below to setting us above, that we will be blessed in the city and blessed in the field and blessed when we go and blessed when we come, in Jesus' mighty name. So may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. And in the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lecha Shalom. God bless you. And remember, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. God bless. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.